When Santa Fe voters go to the polls on March 4th, they'll decide on 9 separate city charter amendments, including 2 proposals that would make the mayor's job a full-time post with more authority and a $74,000 annual salary. City councilors originally proposed 16 separate amendments, but combined 8 of them into one, all dealing with mayoral power. Councilors on Wednesday also unanimously approved a resolution requesting the State Environment Department to not permit a permanent nuclear waste dump at Los Alamos National Laboratory's Area G. Governor Susana Martinez chose Sweeney Elementary School in Santa Fe Tuesday as a venue for an announcement for her new education proposals. The governor is planning to budget a 10% pay raise for teachers and more than $12 million to reward instructors who show improvement under a new evaluation system.
For many of our kids, teachers may in fact be the best and only role models that some kids have in their lives. And for children who find learning to be a challenge, teachers who invest in their students can help these strugglers overcome the discouragement.
The proposal will be part of the governor's budget recommendation for the 2014 legislative session. We now know the names of the 2 victims of Sunday's plane crash in Los Alamos. Los Alamos County officials say the pilot, Michael Fietland of Minnesota, along with passenger friend and business partner Kevin John Burrs from Iowa, were killed in a crash that's under investigation by the National Transportation Safety Board. They were on their way to Arizona when they apparently decided to land in Los Alamos to avoid bad weather. 2 Albuquerque city councilors, along with the Sierra Club and solar industry representatives, spoke Tuesday against the city of Albuquerque Intel and the University of New Mexico's affiliation with an anti-renewable energy lobby. The lobby, New Mexico Industrial Energy Consumers, or NIMIAC, last month requested that the Public Regulation Commission reject 23 megawatts of solar facilities PNM plans to build in New Mexico in 2014. The Rio Grande chapter of the Sierra Club's Camilla Feibelman tells KSFR New Mexicans support renewable energy.
It creates local jobs and it protects air and water. So there are a lot of benefits from getting our energy from solar that this industry association is really putting at risk.
Feibelman says the solar expansion planned by PNM would create some 300 jobs. Taos Ski Valley has a new owner. Resort officials announced Wednesday that wealthy conservationist and hedge fund owner Lewis Bacon has agreed to buy the ski area. The sale price wasn't disclosed. Taos Ski Valley CEO Mickey Blake says the ski area needs improvement, but the company doesn't have enough money for renovations. Santa Fe weather, today mostly sunny, a high near 37. It'll be mostly cloudy tonight, a low about 24, with a 20% chance of snow showers after 11 p.m. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 40, and a 30% chance of snow showers mainly before 11 a.m. New snow accumulation tomorrow will be less than half an inch. I'm Tom Trowbridge, KSFR First News.